Welcome back to Mountain Money. Our next guest is Lexi Claiborne. She runs, is the owner-operator of Take a Hike Pet Photography. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Lexi.
Well, we just take pictures of pets, just mostly, like, mostly dogs. And we just go out and we just photograph them and just get to play with them and capture their spirits and everything. So it's pretty cool.
And you find that actually taking them out on trails allows you to get sort of a better perspective on who the pet is.
Oh, definitely. You get to see like what they like to do, what they don't like to do, and it's just pretty fun.
And how long does a photo session for a pet usually take?
Honestly, as long as I need to get. Like, if they're a little more nervous, then we can take longer. But sometimes they're just, like, easy peasy. So It just takes as long as they need.
1 to 3 hours?
Yeah, even less.
Even less?
Mm-hmm.
And how? What is your background? How did you end up in this field?
Honestly, it just was with my dog and my camera phone, like, in the backyard. And it was just so much fun. And, like, I'd come in and show my family my pictures, and like my father-in-law's like, let's get her a camera. So that's how it started. He's like, let's just get her a camera. So that's when it started.
And so we're talking about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone out with any other pets other than dogs?
Oh yeah, we've done donkeys, cats. Pretty cool.
Tell us about the donkey.
My pet donkey.
It was easy. Honestly, like, he was just an old man, and we just followed him around through a field, and he just kind of did his thing. And we had carrots, and there was horses there too, and so they were stealing the carrots. It was a blast.
Now, do you also have a studio to do in-house stuff? What kind of backgrounds do you find are effective? And, you know, what kind of tricks have you had to employ to make the pet do what you want?
Well, I'm lucky because I have my husband, Caden, and he's like the dog whisperer. So he is very good at luring the dogs to do what I need. And we just, like, communicate, like, telepathically. Like, he knows. He knows. I look at him and he'll just lure them or, like, have them shake or sit. And it's really cool.
Okay. And what was your background before this? What sort of led you into this field?
Nothing really, just dogs. I just have always had a love of dogs, and I just was bored one day and just went out in the backyard.
Okay, and what kind of equipment do you use to make this work?
So I have a Nikon D750, and I just have flashes, and we have like studio pop-up stuff, paper backdrops, and just really cool lenses that I'm so lucky to get to use. So,
all right. A job like this has to have some stories of things that have gone wrong or that are difficult. And you've got to be able to have a couple of ones that will entertain us.
Oh, definitely. I've kneeled in dog poop. That was awful. You just got to...
Kind of a crappy job,
I suspect. Yeah, exactly. You just have to shake it off and just go. And just, I don't know, just... Honestly, not that bad. Sometimes the people are more scary than the dogs. You just keep on going.
What else? What else have they surprised you with? Or
yeah, just whenever I get that like the perfect shot when like I wasn't expecting it, or just when the dog does something hilarious, it's just perfect. It's like match made in heaven.
And you obviously love your work. It's a fun job, right? It's not something that you don't enjoy getting up every morning and doing, right? So you're passionate about. The secret is finding customers, finding people that need your services. How do you go get the word out about your services?
Mostly Facebook, honestly. Facebook and Instagram, they're very, very helpful. And I feel like word of mouth also, because I've had so many good clients, so many that I'll be friends with for the rest of my life, and they just spread the word. Just in Park City, especially. Everyone in Park City is so uplifting and willing to help each other. So
our first guest that we had on wrote a book about entrepreneurship, and he talked about the importance of being able to get an idea done without spending a lot of money. Tell us how you use Facebook.
Facebook, just pictures, just posting the pictures, just having family and friends share it, just running deals, and hopefully the Facebook world will see it, and just it spreads. It's pretty, and it's not very much money. Like, you can run ads, but it's not very much money, so easy peasy.
Okay, and if I were to go to your Facebook site, if I was curious and wanted to see some of the examples of your work, would I be able to go to Facebook and see them, or a website?
Oh yeah, Facebook or my website is also listed, and that goes into more of the business aspect of what we would get into, the pricing, stuff like that. And I do have my portfolio listed on there, but Facebook is just kind of a showcase of what I offer. So.
And tell us a little bit about pricing, since you brought that up.
Okay, so pricing, I try to do it relatively so everyone can enjoy it. So it's probably around $300 a session, and that includes like 10 to 15 digitals, so you can share them and like save them for your computer. And then that also comes with a $150 product credit, which I really would like people to like buy wall art and like things they can hold and like keep forever and like put on their walls. That's what I want to implement, like not so much digitals, but just like wall art and the pretty shiny things.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I suspect that from a business perspective, just the basic $300 package is helpful, but it's not where your margins are going to be. And you're really going to make more money on some of these other kinds of products.
Yes.
So what kinds of products do you find that people want in terms of photographs of their pets?
So they usually go for the prints. I offer these medals, and they're called float mounts, and they just sit on the wall, they float, and they're just shiny, and people tend to go for those. I also offer these beautiful albums that come all the way from Poland, and they love those too. And it's just a nice big leather box that like can hold up to like tons of pictures. So those are beautiful. So.
And are you doing this full time, or is this something?
It's part time.
It's part time. And what's your full time job?
It's Five Guys in New Kimball Junction.
Got it. Okay. And so, are you doing photo shoots a couple times a week, or okay?
Yeah. Okay. And so again, one of the things that I've seen many sort of website advertise are photo novelty items. So do you do any of those? Anything strange like T-shirts or, you know?
They should. That sounds kind of fun. I'll look into that.
Okay.
What else would you like us to know about your business?
Just that dogs aren't here very long. And so that's why I do what I do also. Like, dogs are like little angels. Just like, they're just so good. So,
well, as a dog owner myself, I agree with that. We have a Labrador that's been part of our family now for 12 years, and we're a little stressed because we know she's not going to be with us forever. How about yourself, your personal pets? There's definitely a dog in your house, but I can imagine there might be several animals in your house.
Yeah, we have two dogs. Like, we have my dog, Punk. He's my best boy ever. He's a Norwegian Elkhound, and we have Bumba, and he's an English Mastiff. And so he's massive, and I love them so much. They're my muses. I love them.
Yeah, I think that's how we all feel about it, which is why we like using services like yours. We've been speaking with Lexi Claiborne. She is the owner of Take a Hike Photography. Lexi, thank you for joining us, and also remind people again how they can find out more about your services.
On Facebook, it's Take a Hike Photography, or you can email me at takeahikephotograph@gmail.com.